the Western Dairy Expo. It used to be around in Saskatoon for quite a few years, and then it went away. So what happened, and why is it back?
So it started in 82, the very first show, and it was at the old Saskatoon Auction Mart. And then in 83, the committee wanted to grow it, and they moved it to Prairieland Park in 83. And it ran continuously till about, I think, 2014. I was out of showing cows for a few years, and that's when I wasn't around. So I don't know what happened, but it just lost some momentum and all the rest of it. I myself started showing cows again here a few years ago. We're very active in the show industry. People were going to a show in BC, but because it was in BC, it was really limited to who could go. You know, Saskatchewan is really central in Western Canada for a show. If you want Alberta and Manitoba exhibitors, we are central. Then the BC Spring Show got canceled this year. So at the last minute, when we found that out, we thought, well, let's try to get it going here again. I took the lead on it, and we put a committee together, and last minute, and we found a week at Prairieland that worked, and we started getting sponsors, and once we kind of knew we had enough to pay the rent, we announced we were going to have a show. So we want to build it back. Years ago, I was on the committee, and it was the biggest show in Western Canada. You know, hopefully we got a solid footing. Sponsors have been great. We're doing things a little different here. We're not paying prize money at this show. We're doing meals, you know, so everybody benefits. Costs to take a crew to the restaurant is a big bill. So Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, all the meals will be covered for all the exhibitors, commercial and cattle exhibitors.
What kind of a response have you had in regards to entries?
Really good. We had right on 200 entries in the Holsteins and about 40 in the Jerseys. So that's a, you know, quite a large show in today's standards. Really proud of that. Probably when it's all said and done, there'll be really close to that 185, 190 Holsteins hit the ring and hopefully 40 Jerseys.
Where do all these cattle come from?
So the furthest west is Chilliwack, B.C. Coyman's West Coast Holsteins have come from Chilliwack to support us. They're the ones that kind of ran the show in B.C. And we went out there and they felt they needed to come back here. There's a herd from the Okanagan, then a bunch of herds out of Alberta, several herds out of Manitoba, and then really, really strong support out of Saskatchewan.
Okay. Saskatchewan has a lot of beef cattle shows. What's the difference between the two in the barns, let's say? It looks very similar. You got a lot of young people here. I can imagine there's a lot of similarities there.
I don't know how to put it in words. There's a lead up to the show. Yes, we need a lot of young people. And that's probably the biggest thing I noticed after being out for a number of years is just a resurgence of young people wanting to show and wanting to participate and having a strong work ethic and values. Maybe it's just generational, the way ages work and that. And you watch tomorrow when the junior show is on, we'll have 15, 20 kids in the peewee class, right? And that's the start, you know, that's the footing. And then the junior show will be a good size. Them kids, you know, the good ones that are aggressive want to go on and work with good herds and good cows and go on to other shows, eh?
The dairy business, is it pretty much a family affair now, one generation to the next?
Dairy has got larger. There are a few corporate farms, but the majority still are family farms. They're just larger family farms. There might be three families, you know, trying to make a living out of it too, right? So when you divide it by, you know, three, they're just good average size farms combined, right? And that's kind of the way of today's world efficiencies, right?
You have some cattle here too. How many? Tell us about them.
We have about 20 head in our string. It's quite a bit, but I'm close. I'm only 40 minutes away. We're pretty excited. Some new cows, a bunch of fresh cows, the cows that calved out again, some cows that did great at the big shows. The biggest show in the world is World Dairy Expo in Madison, and the second is the Royal Winter Fair. So we got a couple in our string that we're kind of in the right in the top or first there. And I'm not the only one. There's, you know, lots of other farms with high-quality cattle here. So it is a world-class event. And today, later today, there's several Americans coming up and several people out of Eastern Canada and that coming to see what's here to buy or look at.
Okay, so when does the sales aspect take place, and do a lot of the discussions take place in the barns as well?
Yeah, we don't have a sale per se. Now we did for years, but we don't have a sale per se anymore. But there will be some cattle traded this week. I've priced a couple. There will be some cows trade hands, no doubt about it.
Without getting into numbers specifically, a value of a good dairy cow, is a good dairy cow worth a lot of money?
you know, this is the show world. It's distorted badly. You know, a good dairy cow to milk at home is $2,500, $3,000. There's cows here, $100,000, but, you know, then it's a bigger picture. They're going to go on and win at the big shows, or they got a genetic package that they can market and sell embryos worldwide through in vitro or embryo transplant, and they're sought at. There's genetics that are sought after.
You've been in the business a long time. How has the quality of cows improved in the dairy business?
It's improved substantially. Sometimes you gain and realize you lose a little, and you got to turn around and reevaluate. You know, udder quality has come a long way. Production has come up. Our genetic gains have enhanced what we do. New things nowadays are A2 milk, so we realize we can breed for that.
If anybody's listening to this and has a bit of time, can they just drop by and take a look at the show?
We would really appreciate, the more participation we have. It's a welcoming environment. Come down, ask questions. We're all available. We'll answer any questions. We got commercial exhibitors here, and we have, a lot of knowledgeable young people in the industry from all over. If you got questions, please feel free to come down and join us and ask questions.